In the studio today with me, I have Alan Collins. Hello, Alan.
Hi.
How's it going?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah, I just got in a bit of a rush, but I'm here.
Okay, great. Good morning. Thank you for getting here so early.
You're welcome.
I'm always really appreciative of the guests that make it up to the Dalhousie Student Union building, you know, before 9 a.m. It's great. We appreciate it. Anyway, you have something to tell us about that's happening this Thursday.
Yes, I'm very excited about a new screening that's taking place at the Kyber Building at 1588 Barrington Street on Thursday at 8 o'clock. And it's a kind of a celebration of independent filmmaking in Halifax. And it's also the opening of this new independent film cinema that we're starting up called The Carbon Arc. And it's going to be... a documentary about different filmmakers talking about why they would like to have an independent film theater, including Jason Eisner and Andrea Dolfman and Chuck Lapp are in this film, and they'll probably be in the audience as well. And some of them will be showing clips from some of their films, so it's kind of like some sneak previews. And we're not going to say exactly what's coming up, but there might be some footage from behind the scenes of Hobo with a Shotgun, because Jason is going to be there.
Oh, that's great. Wow. Yeah. That's a good hook to have.
Yeah.
People can see some maybe the making of kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Cool. So you've been working on this documentary on why people want rep cinema in Halifax over the last few weeks?
Well, we just shot it on one day, but we got a lot of people to come in and interviewed them about their experience with independent cinema in the past and why we haven't been able to get one started since the Wormwoods closed down.
But it's going to be an interesting tale to tell. This is kind of an opening party, so to speak, for the Carbon Arc Cinema, which is going to be starting a regular screening series, right? And
yes, it will be every Thursday during the summer at the Kyber Building on the second floor. And if you want to see the program, you can just go by the building, and the program is posted in the window box outside Kyber. And we have some very exciting movies coming up. On July the 22nd, we have Beefcake, quite a famous documentary comedy by Tom Fitzgerald, and I believe he's going to be there after the film. And then we have a series of films, including especially Year of the Carnivore, which we're going to show on August the 12th, and it's actually a premiere for Halifax. And Andrea Dorfman is going to introduce that. She's quite involved in this project as well.
Oh, great! Yeah. So you have who sort of spearheaded the Carbon Arc Cinema project that's going on right now?
Well, I think Cillian Daly had a lot to do with it. she's been doing a lot of the organizing, and I've been helping her. We're working together, and it's sort of in a way grew out of First Weekend Club, because we've been trying to find venues for Canadian films for a long time, and they don't get shown very often at Empire Theatres, and when they do come out, it's usually for a very short run, and so we're trying to bring some of those films back.
Can you tell us a bit about First Weekend Club for people who haven't
heard
of it?
Yeah, First Weekend Club's a support group, volunteer, a lot of people that work in the film industry that organizes or promotes Canadian films and tries to get people to go and see them on the first weekend, because if you don't go and see the film whether or not the film is held over is decided by how many people go to see it on the first weekend. And this doesn't happen for American films, but for independent films they decide totally by Monday whether or not they're going to keep the film on. So if enough people go on the first weekend, then there's a good chance it'll be held over. And we've actually had some good success with some Canadian films like this.
Right. So you really have to get there. You have to get there on Saturday or Sunday. You can't wait till... If you're a weekday matinee kind of person, then...
It doesn't count.
It doesn't count. Yeah. God.
There's hardly any time for word of mouth to get around here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, interesting to see, like, that's how the industry works. I've read, in over the years in Halifax, of course, ever since Wormwood's closed, there's, this reoccurring debate year, not year after year, but every few years it really resurges, because people really feel the lack of a cinema here, an independent cinema, and so every few years people really chime up about it. And one of the things I've heard mentioned is that that there is, even the fact that, Empire Cinemas will actually play a certain number of, independent, the sort of very successful, most publicly accepted, award-winning, the ones that have made it through the festivals, the independent films that have made a name for themselves, Empire Theaters will play them. So that kind of can, takes away from a potential of audience for like a totally independent cinema that would be
great. Yeah, there are other screenings of independent films in Halifax, and Will Roberts is doing a fantastic job for a long time in showing these films, usually at the Empire Theatre. But there isn't really a permanent home for alternative films, and that's what we're trying to do at the Carbon Arc.
Yeah. So what are the long-term plans for the Carbon Arc? Short term, I guess, is the weekly screenings.
Yeah, right now we're showing the films on the second floor ballroom, and it's a beautiful room, but it's not ideal for films. And we would like to move up to the third floor, the turret room, which is a beautiful room, a much larger room, and it has windows and everything. And it was originally the home of the Wormwoods Theatre, so for a few years, and maybe where it started in its early days. And we can't get into that room right now because the the Khyber Art Society, which is supporting the Carbon Arc, is restricted to only the use of the second floor. And we're trying to change that. We're trying to have access to the whole building. And this is being debated in council, I think, on August the 3rd, as to what's the future of the Khyber. And this is also a big part of what we're doing. We're trying to open up the Khyber and have it become like a really vibrant art center like it was in previous years.
Mm-hmm. So on August the 3rd, council will be debating sort of a plan for the Khyber Art Center in general, or are we looking at specifically accessing the turret room?
There was a survey and architectural report as to what needed to be done to restore the building to full, so it could be used commercially and so on. And I think they're going to talk about that and also what can be done in the short term.
Okay, yeah, the short-term access.
Yeah.
Because we know, like, the city does not move necessarily really quickly when it comes to plan, like, long-term plans and that sort of thing. So it'd be great to see them come up with a short-term action plan.
I think the Khyber is going to make a little presentation there, and it's going to be discussed.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So that's the Tuesday evening meeting.
I have to check on that date, but I'm if you actually contact the Khyber, you can find out, but I'm pretty sure it's August the 3rd.
All right, yeah. And are you hoping that people will email or call their counselors to share their thoughts?
Very much so, yeah. If anybody has been to the Khyber and knows what a great place it is already and was in the past, they should get in touch with their counselors and urge them to support the expansion of the Khyber.
Right. So once you guys get up to the turret room, and do you have renovation plans, and is it a permanent cinema that we're hoping to build up there?
Well, we'd like to have a screening room there that could be used by other groups as well as the Carbon Arc. And right now we're only showing one day a week, but we'd like to go into at least 3 days a week. And we're showing right now on a digital projector, but if we could get into a larger room, we could get we do have a 35mm projector available, and we could set it up in the turret room.
Oh, wow.
So we could show 35mm films as well. But it's more economic, especially for a small organization, to start off with digital projection and showing DVDs and downloads of feature films rather than 35mm.
Right, yeah. Now, Alan, this is kind of a sensitive topic in Halifax, but is there, we've ever since Wormwoods is closed, there has been different attempts and different people, who have been involved in who were even involved in Wormwoods, and then we saw the Paradise Sisters Film Society form, and they were able to raise quite a bit of money, but still never, and they did some weekly screening series, but never did manage to find a home. So is Rep Cinnamon Halifax cursed?
Well, we hope not. we'd like to see actually several repertory cinemas in Halifax, and there are in other cities, like Montreal has several, and Winnipeg has one. I think Vancouver has two. This kind of thing. There's room for more than one repertory cinema, so they shouldn't all be competing to be the only one. The thing about our project is that it's starting at very grassroots level. We're self-financed by volunteers, and we don't have any grants. We would like to get grants, but I think we have to prove that we can keep a cinema going there for a while. And it's kind of like an extension of your living room, because there have been a lot of, although there hasn't been a repertory cinema, there's been a lot of people showing films to groups of friends in their living room and sometimes in their backyard in Halifax over the last few years. And that's worked very well. And we're just trying to do that on a larger scale, but without all the costs involved of renting a huge theater.
Right, they open it a bit more to the general public and build up a bit of an audience.
It's open to the public, yeah. We are paying for the films, and it's all going through sort of distributors and so on. But we're able to charge less money, perhaps because we don't have such a perfect like projection system. But it will get better as we go along.
Mm-hmm. Right, and yeah. So the cost will get a little higher, but then hopefully the audience will be growing at the same time.
Yeah, we hope to build up an audience this summer. And one way we're doing that is we're bringing a lot of well-known personalities to introduce the film. So they not only get to see the film, but they get a little introduction. For example, Mark Palermo is going to introduce one of his favorite films called Torque. And that's a biker movie, but he's very... he wrote a very good review of it, and he'll be talking about that and so on.
Great.
Chuck Lapp is going to introduce Up the Yangtze. We're also going to show feature documentaries, and that's like a documentary about a group of Canadians that go to China.
Mm-hmm. Up the Yangtze?
Yeah,
I've seen that. That's an amazing film, and it would be great to see it on a nice screen. I watched it probably on my laptop. I got to say, considering, I mean, it was still a very great film to watch, but at the same time, I knew when I was looking at all those scenes of the construction of the dam in China and that whole hydroelectric project that I was missing out on sort of the feeling of the scale of the scenes, I guess, yeah,
right.
Because I was watching it on my laptop, unfortunately, yeah. But that's great. Great to hear that there's going to be some feature documentaries as well as some dramatic features.
Cool. And a lot of Canadian films that don't get seen very much. We're gonna bring back.
Okay. All right. So again, it's this Thursday is the opening.
Yeah, it's going to be a special event this Thursday.
What time?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, and. A bit of a reception to begin, and then the screenings start a little later?
Well, there'll be a party afterwards, and there will be actually some live music there with a group led by Ben Ross and Seth Huntley.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
nice.
So it's going to be a kind of a bit of a spontaneous event and with films and a party afterwards.
Okay, so that's at the Khyber ICA, which is 1588 Barrington Street, and it's this Thursday evening, 8 p.m.
8 o'clock.
Okay. The debut of Carbon Arc Cinema, long-awaited return of independent cinema to Halifax. All right. Thanks for coming in today, Alan.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
All right.
Me.